This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning client of mine that was on the show back last year of October, believe it or not. The name of the company is Find It, and they have grown leaps and bounds here in the last three or four quarters. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FDIT. And with us today is the marketing director of the company, Peter Tosto. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Pleasure to be back.
You know, I've been to your website. I think you guys are doing some really interesting things over there. But what really makes Find It different than from, say, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the other social media platforms?
Thank you, Everett, for the question. I really am glad for that one because it really matters to the people that are using the platform to know the difference or to why they should use it. What makes Find It's platform different than the other things is it's controlled by the people and organizations that create the accounts and post the content. For instance, anyone who wants to have certain pages on the web indexed and Find It, they have control over that happening by simply going to Find It and submitting to Find It's search engine the pages they want indexed by submitting those URLs. What makes us different than Google as far as search goes, Find It does not go and crawl outside web pages. It is the people that decide what is indexed in Find It and what isn't. So they decide what they want to put in. That's what makes us different from Google. What makes us different from Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and other popular social networks and sites is a variety of things. When we look at each one, for instance, on Twitter, you're limited to how many characters that you can put in a tweet. With Instagram, with Instagram, Everett, they limit you as to the number of pictures that you can put in. Facebook, they often can limit you as how many friends you can have. Find It does not limit any of these features on our platform. So, Everett, the universal difference is two things. First, Find It is an open platform, so non-members can see the content posted. Whether they're a member or not, they can see what's posted on Find It, which means that Google can crawl all of the content and index it in Google as well. They can't do that on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and these other sites because they're login sites.
You know, one thing I really like about your company, and especially, like I said, you guys have grown leaps and bounds, and correct me if my metrics are wrong here, but you guys are ranked in the top 30,000 most busiest websites, according to Alexa.com.
Yes, we've been seeing a nice improvement there. I've got stats up in front of me as we're having this conversation. We've seen a steady improvement month after month as far as our page views go and traffic goes since around September of 2018. We do think part of that has to do with the launch of the app, more people obviously using the platform, and our unique sharing capabilities where you can do posts and create content on Find It, and we do allow anyone to share it to the other social sites, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and you can even direct message your post to Instagram, to your Instagram friends. So there's some big differences there.
Yeah. With the year coming to an end, how would you compare 2019 to 2018?
So this year is turning out, turning into a good year for us from a revenue standpoint and from an earnings standpoint. So last year in 2018, we were really focused on developing one of the phases of the apps, which we launched. We did just under $250,000 last year, and we had a loss of about $31,000.
That's pretty good.
This year in 2019, we lost some money in 2018. This year in 2019, we've had a solid last couple of quarters, and we think that we can book revenues of over $500,000, so a double in revenue. We had losses for the first two quarters of this year. But the third quarter, we showed a profit of over $24,000. So we have a total year-end loss to date of around $11,000. But we think in the fourth quarter, we're going to be able to have enough revenue that we could show a profit for the year.
Why should my listeners pay attention to your company in 2020? And what are your plans going forward?
So the upcoming year, Everett, is very exciting for us. We've been developing the new Find It app since we launched the previous version in April. Like Apple Computer, right? They're always coming out with a new version of the iPhone because they discover things that could be added on, new features. With the new app, we discovered after we developed the app back in April when we launched it, we too can add new features. And we've got a couple of features that we might even be looking to file patents on with the new app. I met with an attorney this morning before our call, exploring if they would be viable for patents. So we're going to look into that. The other thing that's important from a shareholder standpoint, because we are a publicly company, is we've retained the law firm and the auditors to file a Form S-1 for Find It. And we're looking to have we've sent over the most of the documentation that they've requested so far. Raymond Firth, our president and CEO, has taken care of all of that. And we're looking to have everything done for them in the first couple of weeks of January 2020 that we can put that in. The other thing I think that's really, really important is the fundamental purpose of Find It. You know, if you go back 20 years, people were looking at Amazon.
Right, search engines.
And Amazon, you know, was this idea that they were going to start selling books. And now people are, you know, having groceries delivered from Amazon. They've really diversified themselves where people now that are looking for products, Everett, they start their search on Amazon. They don't start it necessarily on Google.
Right.
What we want to do is Find It wants to become the site that organizes the people. So yourself and anyone else in the world that wants to make sure that the content that's on the web is the content that you want people to see, you would create an account on Find It, put the content that you want people to see about you in your Find It account with your own unique URL, so that all of a sudden in the years to come, like they do on Amazon searching for products, if someone wants to see whatever Jolly is or whoever Jolly is, they go to Find It, they type in Ever Jolly, and then
right.
There you are. And it was put up by you. You're the one who puts the stuff up. So that's what we're really looking for.
Well, one thing that kind of fascinates me is the growth of your company over the last three or four quarters. How are you driving traffic to your website?
So what happens the way that we drive traffic to the website is, first, obviously, you need to have content on the website. So we're getting more and more people posting, more and more businesses posting content to Find It. As a result of the content being created on the web, on Find It, Google's crawling more and more of those new pages and indexing those pages, which are showing up in organic search results.
Right.
So we're getting traffic from those. But the other areas that we're getting traffic from, believe it or not, and it's very believable, I mean, we get a lot of traffic from Pinterest. People are putting up pictures and they're sharing them to Pinterest from Find It. And Pinterest is driving us traffic. Facebook is driving us traffic. We did a post on LinkedIn last week, one of our members, and they did a little boosted post, and it drove us a tremendous amount of traffic. So if people even want to get traffic to their own site within Find It and they create content, there's a plethora of places they can share that content to that's going to drive traffic to the content that they post. So that's how we're getting a lot of growth and page views and an increase and improvement in our Alexa ranking.
Most people that use your site, are they individual propriety business people or just for the consumers themselves?
So from a revenue standpoint, most of our clients that we generate revenue from are independent businesses that want help and assistance in increasing their search results and improving their search results, as well as their social media presence. So they hire us to create content for them. Anyone can join Find It for free, business or individual, and use the same tools that we use for our paying clients, but they have to do the work. So we have a variety of different people that are using it, but currently most of the content that's being posted is being posted by business owners.
Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I'm going to give you the last word. What would you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away? Probably this be the last interview of the year of your company in this interview.
I think what's important is if you turn back the clock, you know, 20 years ago when Amazon was getting started and eBay and some of these other companies that have really become household names today, is that Find It has the opportunity to really organize content that is put up by the people that want their content indexed and crawled, and they really want to have control over it, whether it's a sports team, whether it's a business, whether it's an individual, a church, or anybody can really do this. And what I really want people to visualize is, and some people are young, too young to remember maybe, that, you know, Amazon had an idea of doing this with product. We have an idea of doing this with people where they can literally control this. And eventually, maybe we'll get into some type of e-commerce. So I really want people to realize, imagine having the opportunity today to own your real estate on Findit. And what that means, Everett, and this is really important, owning the URL that you want. So imagine being able to buy findit.com/Everett for $7.95. And that's a yearly renewal. But no one else can ever have Everett then.
Got it.
In 5 years from now, 10 years from now, how important is that when you say, just go to Findit, type in Everett, that's me.
Peter, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I just hope that you don't wait another year to come back on my show.
Well, we've been busy working on things, and hopefully in the beginning of 2020, these updates that we're doing, that we're talking about, we're rolling out the new app and the Form S1, we'll have more news to bring to your listeners, and I'll be able to come on and speak with you about those things.
Findit is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC under the ticker symbol FDIT. Probably very undervalued here at 3.5 cents to 4 cents a share with a market cap around 12.5 million. Peter, thank you so much, and happy holidays to you, sir.
Everett, happy holidays to you and your staff. You guys are great. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.